escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mark, that was Mike Tomlin recapping the Steelers preseason loss Saturday night to the Bucs here at home. We are not going hog wild on that game because the Steelers aren't either. Roman Wilson had a big performance, and yet Gabe Davis is going to be in town tomorrow to possibly become another option in the Steelers wide receiver room. Tomlin talking about just overall sloppiness on his team's part and just reemphasized to me how terrible these games for the most part are in the preseason.
This one was really, really bad.
It happens every year. We go so long without football that we're just excited to have something that resembles football involving NFL teams back, like the Hall of Fame game. Mm-hmm. And then we get mildly excited for the Steelers' first preseason game.
And at least that game was interesting.
And then we get reminded, not long into those games,
horrible,
that we're watching mostly guys who have no future with the team outside of maybe first or second year players who are getting their first taste of NFL football.
Not only are they having no future with the team, many of them don't have a future in professional football. That's why Pomp's favorite line is
future bartenders of America.
That is correct.
And I sent out a video of what Acrisure Stadium looked like a few minutes into the third quarter. And it went viral, and my point was, there's a Steelers game tonight, and there hasn't been one here in months, and no one really cares.
I think the main reason to go to a preseason game in person is if, like, you've got a younger kid who likes football, and you want to take them in an environment that is much lower pressure, and they don't really know the difference if they're of a certain age. Like, they're 5 or 6, and they love football, but they don't know what good football looks like. Then you don't have to worry about it. It might be cold. People are going to be extra rowdy. I think that's a way better spot to take a kid to.
But if the football lovers are bored out of their mind, I mean, how are you going to get a 10-year-old through even
an hour and a half of a game? But I think it's
different.
You just
ply them with souvenirs and food for the entire time?
No, I think it's different. I think the kid is young enough that even, you know, if they're maybe a little younger than 10, a 10-year-old Andrew Filippone knew preseason sucked. I'm saying like 6, 7 years old. They're just getting into peewee or flag football. I think they're not going to care that the game stinks. They're going to be like, holy crap, I'm watching football from NFL players in the stadium.
So there's a 2-year window where you can
have more than that.
You can coax.
I think 5 to 8, maybe 5 to 9. There's a 4-year window.
All right. So there's a very small window, a high school or college size window of time where you can convince somebody that these games are fun. And outside of that very, very narrow group of people.
Yep.
the games are not fun, they're not entertaining, and they're for the most part boring. I mean, Donnie's a diehard Steelers fan. He's a season ticket holder. You know what he did with those tickets? He gave them to another person. You know how much money he wanted back for those tickets? $0.00. He's a nice guy, we get that, but it's also because if he didn't find someone who actually wanted the tickets, he could have posted them online, and you know how much they might have gone for? $0.00, because not many people wanted them.
If Donnie had put the tickets out in front of his, you know, on his car and said free in a manila envelope, he would have come back to find more tickets for that same game.
It's just, I just refuse to believe that these games are necessary. Every other level of football doesn't use them. There's no preseason high school games. There's no preseason college games. In less than 2 weeks, Ohio State and Texas are going to play each other with zero games to get themselves ready for it, right out of the chute. Mm-hmm. So if they can do it, I don't understand why we need to put ourselves through the dog and pony show of these preseason games.
Do you think the NFL agrees with you
in the end? I think they do, yes.
So they're probably going to, then they're going to end up, I think, going to the following.
Get rid of all of them.
20-game regular season.
Zero preseason. That would be fine by me.
You have to put easily 2 bye weeks in for that. Players already are beat to hell and say they could probably, on a 17-game schedule, use another bye week. You go to 20, you have to make it a 22-week season. Have to. Just if you want quality of play. Forget about like things that are very real concerns. Player safety, whatever. They're all going to be making more money on real game checks for real games. Contracts are going to be structured differently because they're playing more games that count. But you need 2 bye weeks, so you need 22 weeks to hold the season. By the way, think about the veterans who don't even play in these games. Like, you are asking so many different people to play 3 more high-stress, high-physicality games.
I'm sorry. Am I hearing someone that's making an argument to keep it the way that it is
preseason football? No, you're not. You're hearing somebody just say, do you want the NFL season to officially then start in early August? Do you want it to be an August to January sport? Do you want to put the extra games on the back end so you have the Super Bowl in March?
No.
How do you want to do it?
Do it now. I don't care.
Okay,
play games now.
Like, don't you change the league year probably a little bit when things are scheduled? You upend the entire apple cart here because they kind of use this as a gentle walk-up to football.
But I'm not even sure we need to go all the way to 20. Why can't we just do 18 games with no preseason and you spend a lot of August doing joint practices and stuff to
because
make up for it?
That's taking inventory away without replacing it in kind. It's always been a 20-game inventory, whether, yes, we know the preseason sucks and the tickets are the tickets the same price? No, they're cheaper. They better be cheaper.
I think in the season ticket package, they're pretty much the same price, right?
Okay, so that's been the other, I'm glad you said that, because I thought that's what people would get mad about. These crap games are the same price. The whole point is, if you're pricing them out the same as a league, as its member teams, you want a 20-game inventory.
Donnie's saying cheaper, but are we saying significantly cheaper? Like the face value on your preseason tickets, like $20?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ones, like, I think mine were like $32 or something.
Okay, but that, do you see what I'm saying, though, Don? Like, they want 20 games of inventory. So I think Pony's kind of saying, I'm like naive here. To go just 18 games and there's nothing else, we're cutting 2 games of inventory out. The NFL ain't going for that, and neither are the owners.
Well, wait a minute, though.
If
you
it's
say
18
that,
games.
What do you think is more money? Just 18 regular season games versus
are you gonna jack
17
up the
regular
prices?
Season games and 3 preseason games.
Are you
going to
jack up the regular season prices then? Like, there's a cause and effect here a little bit. If say Donnie's got 2
Steelers. What's more valuable, 1 regular season game or 3 preseason games? I think 1 regular season game.
I don't know. I don't have season tickets. If it's 18 games, would you want a second bye week still?
Because I don't think it's necessary, but I'm not opposed to it.
But wait a minute. One of the things, if there was no second bye week, that I think people would complain about is a lot of guys would just get more hurt. Just 1 extra chance for them to get hurt. Everybody's playing.
Yes, and 1 extra chance to watch real football and
sure,
not this BS.
Sure, but I think
BS.
You have to throw in an extra bye week to ensure that you have the best possible chance for the games to not suck.
412-928-9370. How do you fix the preseason? Do you get rid of it altogether? Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie will hand out his game balls for preseason game number 2. I was there. It was a rough watch.
So I told you boys what I was doing. I tried to, I was unable to watch it live. We were having the neighborhood bar crawl, and I decided I was going to wait and just watch it early this morning. So I got up early, Pony. I made it through a quarter and a half before I had that horrifying thought that you articulated to start this discussion of just, man, this is not good. Like, aesthetically, this is very poor quality football.
There should never be a time when the Steelers play a game in Pittsburgh and people roll their eyes or just shrug their shoulders. There's only so many...
Do you think that there would have been a lot more intrigue if Will Howard hadn't gotten hurt?
Yeah, but I don't think that like turns it into a situation where it's a packed, raucous stadium because there's still no stakes on these games.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always, like, even if he plays well, what do we come in here and say? Like, yeah, we're encouraged, but we got tricked by Kenny. We got tricked by Kenny, and that's now, until
there's always a caveat.
Until somebody goes from, like, no name in the preseason and because of preseason performance turns into a star.
Or who was the last guy who did? Didn't Victor Cruz come from obscurity to become a star?
With the Giants, yeah.
Isn't there that famous clip of...
That's like 15 years ago, though, now, Chris.
Who is that? Like Rex Ryan or somebody saying, like, who's this guy just destroying us?
Yeah, that was in the Snoopy Bowl or whatever the hell it's called.
The MetLife Bowl.
Yep.
But, like, okay, so... Oh, I think part of it is the coaches have been, and not just Tomlin, the coaches across the league are so down on it.
They care about it less and
less. But fans also follow coaches and follow what the players and coaches say. And if they overtly care less about it, if Aaron Rodgers, who is an upper room Hall of Famer, is saying, I get more out of joint practices that you guys on the outside, the fans that is, aren't allowed to witness, then why would you as a fan care that much about him? I mean, we say this about every sport, though. One of the first times I ever got basically like my head ripped off in an interview was by Jamie Dixon, because I asked him when I was back on my old job at 1250, way before the fan even existed, about doing closed door scrimmages instead of like those nonsense exhibition games against local colleges. And he poo-pooed that, like they were very important. But even back then, people knew that those games were ridiculous.
Listen to the PM Team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Here is Aaron on the Fan. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I actually drive one of those pedicabs down there for the game. And, you know, I would say I probably had about six or seven families with young kids that came. So that seems to be kind of the clientele for those preseason games.
So my young
games.
Kid theory and, was correct, that fans who otherwise don't want to pay the money or don't want to deal with kind of how insane a regular season game could be go down there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have a lot more family-friendly environment, I guess. But, you know, I thought that everybody was really upbeat as far as fans coming out of the game. I didn't see anybody that was miserable or bored. Everybody seemed to have a good time.
Well, they didn't stay to the end. I can promise you that. They didn't stay to the end.
It was an atrocious second. The second half was unwatchable, I would say, almost.
I mean, the other point in there that you have tried to make is there really such a stark contrast in terms of, like, fan behavior? Like, everybody is, you know, on their P's and Q's and follows the rules when it's a preseason game, and then it turns into a regular season game and it's anarchy.
I think it's way more of like a baseball crowd, because it's summer, it's warm, it's like you're just kind of happy to be outside. I think you absolutely get demonstrably worse behavior in the regular season.
I mean, Donnie, you're at every game. Would you recommend to me, like, yeah, don't take Stella to a Steelers regular season game? Is it really that bad?
Well, I mean, it depends. Are you going to be where you're usually at, where she's not really around all the other people?
I knew he was going to say that.
It's good. It's a good question.
But I mean, yeah, I'm probably not taking her to like a Steelers Browns game or Steelers Ravens game.
Why though? Because like,
I had a buddy in college who went.
Because she's going
to
get punched in the face.
No, I mean not her, but I mean people are nasty, man.
Anecdote I heard when I was in college, a buddy like proudly told this story. Of he
making it sound like we're Philly.
He and his dad going to a Steelers game, and a guy wearing they were playing like the Seahawks randomly, and it was a regular season game. The guy, somebody like walked into the guy's row, was wearing opposing colors, punched him in the face. Then a big fracas ensued. The only guy who got thrown out was the guy wearing Seahawks gear, whose crime was apparently wearing the other team's jacket or sweatshirt or jersey. And getting punched in the face.
I've heard that happen. Not that same story, but
he was very proud to relay this. Like, look at how badass we are. I was like, man, come on.
I've heard that happen for Steelers fans in Cincinnati where, like, fans were getting, like, a little bit overboard. There wasn't a fight, but the, you know, they basically got told, hey, you're the people in Steelers gear. I'm going to need you to get out of the
section.
I mean,
we're about 15 minutes into the conversation here, and my biggest takeaway so far is that you guys, and then the caller implied this too, don't really think Steelers regular season games are safe for kids.
I wouldn't take my kids just because of like just
because of what you're not. They're not going to get flashed. They're not going to get bullied. They're not going to. I mean, what are we really talking about here? There's just going to be a few drunk people that are maybe drop a F-bomb that they hear on the bus.
I mean,
anyways.
I think you could absolutely be in a situation in the stands where if you're up in like the 500 level, you could be completely minding your own business and something can absolutely.
Have you ever
pop
seen
off.
That in the 500 level where just a fight near you just broke out of nowhere? You ever seen that?
Actually, yes.
Damn it.
And funny enough, it was on a Waynesburg school field trip.
Which is a Christian school. I mean, very godlike.
Which is why I thought it was funnier.
Wait, Waynesburg had a Steelers road trip?
Well, a trip to the home game, not like a road game.
No, but that's still pretty cool that you guys got tickets to a Steelers regular season game.
Yeah, it was like Steelers Jets. You know, they blew them out. I think like it was like a long Sammy Coates touchdown in that game.
Oh, you just saw a random something point, rare right there.
A random point in the game where some guy just got sucker punched in front of
us. Look at Adrian tweeting in or YouTube commenting. Trust me, I'm just one person, and I've had to open up a can of whoop ass like Stone Cold Steve Austin a few times.
Oh, I'm sure you did with your gout, Aaron. I'm sure your bald ass.
No, that was Adrian.
Oh.
Peter Venkman tweets in, I was arrested at a Browns Jets game for chanting, here we go, Steelers, here we go. I swear to God, the charge was, quote, causing a riot.
Listen to Starkey and Pop whenever they work together on Wednesdays to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, time to listen to Donnie hand out his balls. His game balls for Steelers and Bucks. We'll also get our bets in to make the team. Brought to you by Bet Parks. Bet on sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money on the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, of which Donnie is a proud spokesperson. All right, Don. I'm curious to see how many Steelers make the list here after the Bucks came into town and kicked the last second field goal to beat the Steelers 17-14 in preseason game number 2.
We'll go 3-1. Like usual.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God, you sound about as enthusiastic as for doing this as we all were to watch it.
Pretty bourgeoisie. I mean, you don't go to any preseason games anymore, right? Like, you've given that up. That maybe was something you did in the past, and you're like, I've grown out of this. I don't need to tailgate and spend 8 hours of my life at a football game that doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last one I went to was probably that Pickett rookie year.
Oh, when the preseason mattered more than it ever had before.
Oh, yeah.
And that it more than it ever will after.
Well, it was the next year that it really took off.
That's
was
true.
The second year.
The second year preseason. Those preseason Pickett games in 2023 were more important than playoff games, Don.
Well, the other thing now, too, is that we might get one per year. You don't always get two. Like, this is the only one since they play three.
Isn't that a bummer that we only got one this year?
but hey, yeah, I mean, now I'm just going to look for somebody who wants to use them.
Just one of these preseason games. Oh, no.
I think for, like, a fantasy football last place punishment, I think a league where people have enough money, every year somebody should have to drive to Charlotte to go to the last Steelers-Panthers game. Of the preseason and stay for all four quarters.
Like, you have to have proof of life.
And the Tepper Cup.
And record every play. Like, keep a personal notebook of what happened.
Like, a game chart. Oh, jeez. Yeah. I saw somebody else lose a fantasy football contest, and apparently they had to go to a stand-up comedy lounge in, like, New Orleans. Somebody I follow posted this.
Okay.
They had never done stand-up comedy before
in
their
life. Oh, they had to perform?
They had to do a 10-minute set having never done stand-up comedy with every member of the league in attendance, like, heckling them.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
I've seen that one, but the other league mates that didn't lose write the jokes for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's even worse.
They just make them all suck.
Well, you got to have some limit on, like, obsenity, I would think, there. But yeah,
or you could have a joke start with, so I was thinking about my small penis the other day. You know what I mean? You could really make that guy look bad. All right.
Anyway, Don, I feel like that's what we should actually have as a fantasy punishment, but as you were.
Derek Harmon gets number three. We saw him run over some guy who probably won't be on the Bucs roster. In a couple of weeks, but that's the job that a first-round pick should be doing.
He did bully him, too. My goodness, that was like a grown man strength type of thing.
And he gets his first sack, and the film community is pretty high on Derek Harmon
buzzing.
After this one.
They're buzzing. Would you consider that your first career sack if you're Harmon, or are you waiting until you get one in a game that counts?
I don't think it counts.
Regular season.
What about this is back to the 70-yard field goal, though. I'd keep that damn ball. You still kick
it
70
yards. Yeah, I mean, I think that one's a little bit different because it is like the longest.
You're not
kick
playing
there.
Against anybody else either. It's ball down.
If he had a James Harrison first half like against the Ravens where there were five sacks or something, I would say keep that last one, but it's one sack. He's a first-round pick. Here is Terrell Austin today on the impact of Harmon and Benton playing next to him.
Yeah, I think that's a big reason we addressed the front. We wanted to make sure we got big, young guys up there. To mix in so that, Cam can't play everywhere. Keanu can't play every snap, but we have enough depth to be able to rotate those guys around and be able to keep our linebackers clean. And when our linebackers aren't clean, those guys are good enough to get off and make a play. And so that's, we went and addressed those situations. And I think, it's just preseason right now, but we feel confident in the way we're moving and the way those guys are growing. There's going to be growing pains, and there's going to be times they probably get knocked around. Because this is the NFL, but we feel good about where those guys are going to go and where they're going
to
end up.
So Harmon, not just a bet to make the team, but obviously a bet to start because they've already anointed him the starter and he's number one at defensive end on the depth chart. Austin, shoehorning in there something about Hayward playing. So he must think that that's going to get resolved and settled, no problem. How about Boswell kicked Saturday night out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
And Tomlin said moments ago that had Christian Kuntz not gotten injured, he would have kicked field goals in that game too. Anybody there want to bother to ask, so does he want more money, Mike? Like,
well, I mean, Cabali should.
Can a reporter ask that question?
Since he was all over my case on Friday. Why isn't Mark asking that?
He's got plenty of time to dream up questions since he only sleeps, 90 minutes at a time?
Yeah, what was that all about today?
He has to see a doctor. Like, in all seriousness, he should absolutely
might have a touch of the apnea.
Sleep apnea is no joke. It killed Reggie White.
Oh,
all right, game ball number two, Don.
Roman Wilson. At 72 yards, he had the big catch. That was really the Steelers' offensive highlight in the game. Yeah, I mean, wide receiver has been a big conversation on today's show, but this guy at least showing he has something. These games are meaningless, though.
And we do have Calvin Austin now, video coming out of him before practice doing all kinds of drills, cone drills, running, catching punts.
They hear those Gabriel Davis footsteps and they are getting themselves back healthy.
He told Brooke Pryor, I am on the right timeline to get back and play. And I don't see any quotes yet from Tomlin on him, but there probably will be a few out there. Worked on the side today per Fittipaldo on Austin. Yes, Malzi?
There is a Tomlin quote out there on Christian Kuntz. Short-term, not long-term for the injury.
For a broken sternum.
I don't know, man. Seems like a long-term injury.
Yeah,
if you're playing professional football, what are they going to do? Put like a plate of Kevlar over his sternum? Is he going to be like the bionic man? Is he going to be like Cowboy Bob Orton just charging sternum first into ball carriers? What are we doing here?
All right, Don, game ball number one.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy two gloves.
Two touchdowns, no picks. I mean, he was slicing and dicing.
He should be, though. He's a former first-round pick who is sharp enough out there.
I mean, he's coming off like a high school practice field, though.
On, Malzi. Give the guy some credit for that.
Okay, I think there's a guy
like this guy was out of the league 3 or 4 years ago.
16-year-olds to pumping the ball in there to Bucky Irving with Peyton Wilson glued to him.
Peyton who?
Peyton Wilson.
Peyton Wilson? Sure it wasn't somebody else covering him?
Irving's been running the ball with no success. This time he lines up, gets a pass. Peyton Wilson was back there, and that is a touchdown for Tampa Bay, and they take three off the board. They put three
more. I think
more
Bob
on.
Should have said, look at the Pharaoh, still got it.
The Sheriff.
Look at the Sheriff, still going strong. Look at Peyton Manning.
I wanted you to, and I feel like without even having heard from him yet on this, I think the number one star should have been Logan Lee for stepping in.
I mean,
long snapping duty, brother.
The guy could very well have himself a roster spot now.
Alex Kuzel.
Wait a minute, you really think so? I don't think they keep him on the team just because he can long snap as a backup.
I mean, you're saying as the emergency
guy. I'd say give him a shot, too.
Alex Kozora tweets out, F it, here's Logan Lee long snapping highlights, and he put together a clip montage of him long snapping from this game. I actually think that's great. I really do. Because they lost the game because they lost their long snapper when James Harrison had to do it. They
Greg
lost
Warren got hurt,
game.
And Harrison sent it into the Allegheny, or whichever river that is.
And the Steelers won a game because a long snapper got hurt when the Bengals lost their long snapper week one. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, because remember he had the little lollipop snap, and then Minka got in there. You're right.
Yep. All right, those are Donnie's game balls. Thank you, Don.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.